Today is Wednesday, April 19th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Banana Day. I hate bananas. Hate is a strong word. I guess I don't hate bananas. I don't like bananas. If I was hungry and the only thing available was a banana, I would eat a banana. And I would rather eat a banana than seafood. So I guess, you know, if I was given a choice between a banana and a salmon, I would choose the banana. So I don't hate it, but I don't enjoy them. I would not choose. I'm not a big fruit person anyway. I don't like fruit. I guess I am picky. I'm just a picky person when it comes to food. But I'll eat anything. I don't want to get into that conversation. I will eat fruit. I'm just not a big fan of fruit. I will eat grapes and apples and watermelon and stuff like that. It wouldn't be my first choice. If there's a fruit plate out there and a vegetable plate, I'm going to eat vegetables. I don't know why. It's just how I am. So again, I don't hate any of them. They wouldn't be my first choice. But of fruit, banana is probably my least favorite fruit that I'm aware of. But, and I've never tried this, do you guys know? I'm just going off on tangents. Fruit is so good with salt on it. An apple with salt, a grapefruit with salt, grapes with salt is good. I've never tried salt on a banana, but it's got to be great, right? It is also National Garlic Day, and I can say this for 100%. I love garlic. I'm a big fan of garlic. Maybe garlic on a banana. Who knows? Okay, so I don't remember how far we got, but I said, okay, I'm going to compress Disney into one or two episodes. That way I don't drag it out for weeks and weeks and weeks. And Daniel and I can go in a little bit more detail on Mix Minus, you know, so that he and I have something to talk about. So Thursday we went to the Magic Kingdom and Mark joined us later. And then we went to dinner at a lovely place. And I don't remember, it was in one of the resorts, but I don't remember the name of it. And then we did the fireworks display. The only thing I'll say about the fireworks display is I like being the height that I am. And I wouldn't say that I'm short. But if I'm probably lower average in height, I'm 5'7", so that, you know, for a guy, that's, you know, fairly short. But there are much shorter people than me. But, and I like it. Like, I like it. I enjoy being shorter in stature. It's fine. But what I don't like from a looks perspective, like I find guys who are short to be really cute. So like I enjoy being a shorter height because I find that to be cute. I find that to be attractive in guys. But what I don't like is the utilitarian part of it, because when I'm sitting behind a tall person in a theater and the angle of the seats is not right, or I'm standing behind someone tall and I'm trying to see something, It's just a problem for me. So, and I love the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom is so good. They project this amazing display onto the castle itself. And at one point it looks like the castle is taking off. Ariel swims up one of the castle turrets. It's so cool. But everyone is, you know, there are a million people, it seems like, standing in the streets of Magic Kingdom. And me being short, always someone taller than me stands in front of me. And this time, there was a kid, I don't know, he was probably 13 or 14, standing in front of me, and he was super tall. He must have just hit his growth spurt or something. And he kept moving back and forth and back and forth and stepping one direction and stepping another. Every time I would move my head to see around him, he would move another direction. So, but I mean, it was just a pain in the butt, but it was fun. We went to Epcot on Friday. Mark joined us. We hung out with Cindy. And then I know I told you guys we went to Haleo that evening for dinner. And I ate mussels and I actually enjoyed them, which was weird. We did a chef's menu. And so I ate shrimp. I ate mussels. I ate salmon tartare with salmon roe on top of it. I ate octopus, which was not good. The texture was not good and the taste was not good, but I ate it. I was proud of myself. And then on Saturday, we got up super early, super, super early. And apparently there was a lot of drama because Cindy was supposed to pick up Daniel. She got lost or didn't have a good address for the hotel that we were staying at or the property we were staying at. Mark and I were asleep, but apparently Daniel was very flustered. So he had to take his truck. And so Zach and Mark and I had to do an Uber or Lyft. I don't know which one it was because we left around 6 a.m. or 6:30. And I said to Zach, why didn't you just get us up earlier? We didn't know there was any drama going on because we really wanted to be there to see him cross the finish line. And Zach's like, well, you know, I didn't know. And it's fine. He didn't know. He didn't want to. The plan was that we were leaving at a certain time. But he was needing to communicate with this Uber driver and she didn't speak English very well. So it added another stress point. But we made it. We made it with, I don't know, probably 10 or 15 minutes before he arrived at the finish line. So we got to see Daniel cross the finish line. And then we went to Animal Kingdom and hung out there after Daniel took a shower and everything. And then we hung out at the hotel for a couple of hours. And then we went to Hollywood Studios and did the Star Wars area. And did Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. My favorite, I'm trying to think what my favorite ride of kind of the new rides that we rode. I'm going to say probably Guardians of the Galaxy was my favorite ride of the four new ones. And I really enjoyed an old, very old ride that's been in Epcot for a long time called Soarin'. And I think I've ridden it before, but I just really enjoyed it. You're just in front of this huge screen and it's playing a video like you're hang gliding over all of these glaciers and national like rivers and Sydney Opera House and all this stuff, but you feel like you're actually doing it because it's so immersive. And the Avatar ride is similar to that, except the seat that I was in, I could see the edges of the screen and the people around me, and so it wasn't as immersive, so I didn't enjoy it as much. And so we had dinner at a steakhouse that night, on Saturday night, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Mark thought his soup was too salty, but the waiter was good and we had a good time. And then we got up early in the morning on Sunday, made it to the airport, and there was no drama on the way back. It was just a super early flight. And so the line at the Orlando Airport, MCO, the security line was so long, but Mark and I both he has Global Entry and I have TSA PreCheck. So we were able to get in there pretty quickly, but even with that, they had, I don't know, five or six lanes just for TSA PreCheck. And there were lines. We probably waited probably 20 minutes in that line, but if we hadn't had it, I bet we would have been waiting an hour and a half in that other line. So we made it back home around 12:30 and went and picked up Sydney from my parents. And Sydney is my dog, if you don't know. And then we went home and we had a relaxing evening. And then we've just been, you know, we did now. One thing that we did do, we had to, I know I told you guys that we've been planning our trips and we have two trips coming up. I mean, I know we just got back from a trip. But July, we have a trip coming up for our anniversary, and we're going to do a road trip of the Northeast. and we still needed to book a couple of hotels. So we booked the Boston Hotel, the main Boston Hotel, and we picked a cool one that used to be an old prison. It just looks really cool. They have a restaurant inside of it, and you sit there and it looks like you're behind bars, or you feel like you're behind bars. It's interesting. People who've actually been in prison are like, would you really want to go and stay at a place that reminds you of prison? It looks really cool and historical and stuff. So, and then we also selected the hotel for Maine. And I think we've got one other hotel to pick, which is Stowe, Vermont. And so now we've got to start planning our day trips for Iceland and our day trips for the Northeast trip. So we're getting there. By the time we leave, we will be fully planned. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.